Blog Talk Radio.
Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Bryant Tansel. The message is entitled, The Divided Kingdom. I don't know what you are doing, but I strongly urge that you stop, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Brother Tansel, you are on the air.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Friday. Thank you so much, Danielle. Hope you had a great week.
And I hope everyone on our call this morning had a great week as we're preparing to go into the Memorial Day weekend. I hope you take time just to celebrate some of your most special memories this weekend. And we all honor our dead, and we think about them, and we live with them every day. I want you to say a prayer for all the people that are dead that you honor, that you love and cared about. And also, I want you to take time to celebrate the living. What people are here in your life today that you could create a special memory for? Surprise them with something. It could be a prayer. It could be you serving them a meal. Think of small things. We don't always have to think of things that cost a lot of money or really make a big inconvenience. People like the little things, the little details are the most special memories in life. So happy Memorial Day. We're going to get into the divided kingdom, and we're going to share some of the stories of the divided kingdom. And at the end, we'll pray for how we can make our home an undivided kingdom. So despite his early success, Solomon, in the end, was a failure as God's king. Because of his promises to David, God didn't remove Solomon's family from the throne. Instead, he divided the kingdom. Judah and Benjamin in the south became known as the nation of Judah. The remaining 10 tribes in the north became known as the nation of Israel. Thus, the period of the united kingdom ended, and the period of the divided kingdom began. So there were 20 kings in the northern kingdom and 20 kings in the southern kingdom. It's hard to keep everything straight because there's a lot of things moving, and this little section here that you can't see divides things into four sections, and basically you have the northern kingdom of Israel and the southern kingdom of Judah. And there's a lot of kings that come and go in there. There's a lot of kings that shift in back and forth, and we're going to talk about a few of them, how they rose to power and how they fell. So if you look at the rise of the northern kingdom, it was characterized by turmoil. Israel was ruled by terrible men, and several of whom killed the sitting king in order to seize the throne. Not a single righteous man ever sat on the throne of this northern kingdom of Israel. So enter Jeroboam of Israel. It all started with Jeroboam, one of Solomon's former generals, and he was selected by God to become the first king of the northern kingdom. The prophet Abijah told Jeroboam that if he was faithful to God, then he would be greatly blessed. Unfortunately, Jeroboam failed to trust God because all the Israelites annually traveled to Jerusalem from the various feasts. Jeroboam was afraid that the 10 tribes would decide to reunite. And if they did, guess what? He would be out of a job. So his solution was to change the time and place for the Feast of Tabernacles. And this was otherwise known as the Feast of Booths. So instead of permitting the citizens of the northern kingdom to travel to the temple in Jerusalem on the 15th day and the 7th of the month of every year, he decided to change the location to Dan and Bethel. So these areas were the most northernmost part and the most southernmost part of points of Israel. So you can see way to the north and way to the south, make people go way north or way south. So he also moved the date of the feast to the 15th day of the 8th month. To make matters worse, he furnished a golden calf at each of these locations for the people to worship. So you can see what's on Jeroboam's mind. And then we have, as we move over here for the sake of time, we talk a little bit about, we're going to talk about Elijah and Ahab of Israel. So there were two very famous prophets who were sent by God to the northern kingdom, who were Elijah and Elisha. They were unsuccessful in getting the king to worship God in accordance to the law of Moses. Their exciting stories are filled with miracles and lots of dramatic run-ins with the evil kings of Israel. So as punishment for Ahab's evil ways, God had Elijah pray for a drought. This drought lasted 3.5 years. So naturally, Ahab had blamed Elijah for this. He called him, "You troubler of Israel." So Elijah responded really quickly. He said, "I've not troubled Israel, but you have, and your father's house. because you've abandoned the commandments of the Lord and followed Baals. Ahab and his wife Jezebel had 450 prophets of Baal. So Elijah challenged them to meet at the top of Mount Carmel for a contest, and each of them were going to provide a sacrifice on an altar, but not light the fire. So they were going to have a sacrifice on the altar, but not light the fire. So for hours on end, the prophets of Baal, they wailed and cried out for their God to light the fire. And with biting sarcasm, Elijah made fun of them. The fire never came. So it's Elijah's turn. He repaired the altar of God, placed 12 stones representing the 12 tribes around the altar. And remember that the kingdom is divided, right? And then he asked for a sacrifice. So as the fire is lit, he asked that it be drenched with water three times. So to the utter amazement of everyone, Elijah prayed to God for fire, and it came, completely destroying the altar. The Lord, he is God, was the people's immediate response. Upon his command, they killed every last prophet of Baal. Remember, we said there were 450. So then Elijah prayed again, this time for the drought to end. Just as the fire had come down from heaven, so did the rain after 3.5 years of drought. So you see, God answers fervent prayers. We're going to talk a little bit about Elijah and the whirlwind as well. So the most exciting part of Elijah's story is his magnificent departure from earth. It's an amazing display of respect for his prophet. God sent a blazing chariot of fire to carry Elijah straight up to heaven. And Elisha had the privilege of witnessing this event. So it says, after this, Elisha became the official prophet of God in Israel. So there's a lot of changing back and forth. There's the fall of the northern kingdom of Israel, the fall of the southern kingdom of Israel, and then we end with the three deportations to Babylon. So if we look at the fall of the southern kingdom of Judah, so we have Hezekiah there, and basically what happens is he was one of the best kings of Judah, but God has spared Judah by killing 185,000 soldiers of the Assyrian army overnight. So if God is on your side, who could be against you? That's where I want to end today. And I thank you for listening. So will you bow with me in a word of prayer while we conclude our lesson here for the morning? Father, as we look out to this weekend, we think of this beautiful holiday we have coming up. We want to thank you so much for Memorial Day, for all the special people in our church family that are here on this call today. We pray for everything that you see they stand in need of, that they get and that we get. Father, we honor our people who are dead, who are no longer here with us. We honor the living, and we celebrate the living, and let us make those memories more special to these people that we love so much and care about. We pay for people with job insecurity where they're not able to maintain a stable job. This affects their income, and it provides a lot of stress on people trying to pay bills and just get to the next day, the next week, the next month. Lord, we pray that you're able to help everyone who's looking find exactly what they're looking for. We pray for people interviewing and preparing for interviews and doing the research that they need to do and thinking about questions that can be asked of them and how they're going to propose an answer to that question, to talk about how excellent they are at performing the job and their task. We pray for everyone who's had death in their families, that you continue to walk with the bereaved during this time. We pray for our graduates of our schools. We pray for kids still attending school, whether virtual or at home, and the parents and all the teachers involved in their education. Lord, we know our kingdom's divided. This world's divided. Sometimes our nation is divided, our country, and also our church can be divided. But Lord, let us start by not letting our home be divided, and that starts with us individually. Let us do everything we can to help keep our lovely families together. And Lord, as you bind us together, we thank you so much for everything you've given us thank you for letting the angels watch over us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.